Welcome to Muffed, tough year, and we owe you the story. Muffed! CeeDee Lamb finished 2025 as the number 22 wide receiver in total PPR scoring and the number 10 wide receiver in PPR per game. That gap tells you everything. When he played, Lamb was a top 10 asset. He only suited up for 13 games, and the missing month is why his season total slid down the leaderboard. He was still the alpha when healthy, commanding a massive share of the Cowboys' passing game alongside George Pickens, who quietly went for over 1,400 yards as the secondary target. This wasn't a down year for Lamb the football player. It was an availability year for Lamb the fantasy asset. Now let's dig into the numbers. Lamb posted 75 catches for 1,077 yards and 3 touchdowns on 117 targets across 13 games, 15.5 PPR points per game, elite weekly production on a remarkably steady floor. He cleared 14 PPR in 10 of those 13 games, hit 20 plus 3 times, and logged only 2 duds. He commanded a 25% target share and a 34% air yard share, meaning he was both the volume hub and the downfield engine of an attack that ranked 4th in the league in total expected points added at plus 107. The drag on the profile is touchdowns. Just 3 receiving scores on 117 targets. For a receiver with this kind of target share, that's a real underperformance, and it's the single biggest reason the per game number wasn't even higher. The defining moment came in week 7 against the Commanders. 1st and 10 from the Dallas 26, early first quarter, Cowboys up 10-8. Prescott took the snap, hit Lamb on a deep middle dig, and Lamb took it the distance for a 74-yard touchdown, half the route in the air, half on the ground after the catch. The play was worth more than 5 expected points and captured the exact ceiling that made Lamb the number 10 wide receiver in per-game scoring. The frustration of the season is that the ceiling only showed up 13 times. Muffed! CeeDee Lamb was a top 10 wide receiver on a per-game basis, but the number 22 wide receiver overall. Elite production undermined by 4 missed games. The weakness is touchdown conversion. 3 receiving scores on 117 targets is shockingly low for a receiver with a 25% target share, and finding the end zone more often is the gap between top 10 weekly and top 5 weekly. That's CeeDee Lamb's 2025. One quick note, if you want this same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.